This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Her COVID breakthrough ordeal.
Uncontrollable coughing, extremely scary.
And the anchor woman who was fully vaccinated and still got COVID.
I was kind of walking around with this false sense of security.
Then brazen shoplifters.
Let's see how far you guys get.
Strolling out of the store with a giant bag stuffed with stolen merchandise. And the brave worker who tried to stop a suspected shoplifter. He says he was fired.
I was never told, like, hey, this was wrong. You weren't supposed to do it.
Plus, how safe is summer camp?
We need an ambulance. It's a pool emergency.
Their mission in life after the drowning death of their daughter at summer camp.
The important warning these grieving parents have.
Our daughter is dead.
And runaway bull.
Talking about
a military style operation as they hunt down the bull.
Plus, bird attack right in her face.
It looks like it's hitting you hard.
And the pride who dislocated her knee during the first dance. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. With the Delta variant now responsible for the majority of new COVID cases here in the United States, there's concern over breakthrough cases of vaccinated people getting COVID. As of last week, the CDC says fewer than 0.0003, that's four zeros and a 3% of the fully vaccinated Americans have gotten COVID, and most of those cases are extremely mild. But this lady says she's the exception to the rule.
We're hearing today from breakthrough COVID cases with severe symptoms.
Difficulty breathing, uncontrollable coughing at night, especially. I could not sleep for about a week straight because I could not stop coughing.
Erica Castillo, who was fully vaccinated, says she knows where and when she caught the virus. At a bar in San Diego, celebrating the 4th of July.
I was extremely surprised not only that I tested positive because I was only in, a crowded indoor space for about 2 hours. So you can get infected just like that.
The breakthrough stuff is big. It is bigger than we realized.
As we sit here vaccinated, I'm worried about these breakthrough cases that are coming from people that are not vaccinated.
Adam Rothman and his wife, both vaccinated, believe they caught COVID from their unvaccinated 10-year-old daughter.
It's no picnic. We're not in the hospital, but I wouldn't exactly call it mild.
Former E! Entertainment anchor Kat Sadler is speaking out about her breakthrough case.
I was kind of walking around with this false sense of security, like this invisible superhero cape that, you know, I got the vaccine, I'm good. But I wasn't.
She says she caught COVID from her 20-year-old unvaccinated son.
What do you say to people who look at what is happening to you and say, what is the point of getting a vaccine if I may get sick anyway?
It's really quite clear. Yes, you can still get sick, but you are not going to die if you are vaccinated.
Breakthrough cases like these are still very rare.
Out of the 159 million Americans who have been vaccinated, only 5,492 have been hospitalized with COVID.
They're very, 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 very few people.
As he returned to the White House last night, President Biden sought to reassure those spooked by breakthrough cases.
Even if they did contract it, which I'm sorry they did, it's such a tiny percentage and it is not life-threatening.
And there is a renewed push today to approve vaccines for young children after a 5-year-old boy from Georgia died from COVID complications. Wyatt Gibson's dad shared this poignant home video on Facebook, writing, My little buddy, he was full of love and brightened everyone's world. I have lost my best friend.
Again, breakthrough cases represent a minute number of new COVID infections. Health experts agree everyone should get fully vaccinated. Yet another brazen shoplifting in California, where critics say a law that reduced penalties on theft have emboldened the bad guys, leaving store owners feeling it's not worth the risk to try to stop them. Check out the scene at a TJ Maxx where some people just seem to help themselves to whatever they wanted.
Brazen shoplifters stroll out of a store carrying a giant bag, apparently stuffed with stolen items, and they sure don't seem worried about getting into trouble. The first guy doesn't even wear a mask as he walks away with jeans still on the hangers. The second thief looks right into the camera as he casually leaves. Just look at the size of that bag. A customer follows the suspects out of the Los Angeles TJ Maxx store and posted the video on Instagram.
What's up, guys? I want to see how far you guys get.
The thieves got away.
They have no care in the world. They strolled out. They knew that they weren't going to get arrested.
The police sergeant says criminals are now emboldened because a recent law makes shoplifting less than $950 worth of goods a misdemeanor, not a felony.
These criminals, they go into the store, they probably have their calculator. Oh, I'll steal $850 worth of merchandise and nothing's going to happen to me. It is totally insane.
Shoplifting crimes like the one at this TJ Maxx are now a full-fledged epidemic, with 75% of retailers reporting an increase in organized thefts. Recently in San Francisco, thieves were caught on camera fleeing the high-end Neiman Marcus department store, their arms loaded with expensive designer handbags. Also in the Bay Area, stunned customers watch as a shoplifter stuffs a plastic bag filled with merchandise from a Walgreens drugstore. When the security guard tries to grab the bag, the thief escapes on his bike. At this Best Buy store in Houston, an employee grabs at a suspect's backpack that he says is loaded with stolen items. A tug of war ensues, past the doors, then outside.
I recognized the customer. He would go in every 3 to 5 days, grab a backpack off the shelf, fill it with video game consoles, and he would just walk out the door.
The Best Buy employee manages to wrestle away the bag. So was he treated as a hero? Nope, he says he was not. He tells Ann Mercogliano he was fired.
Are you shocked that you were trying to protect your store's merchandise and you wound up getting fired?
Yes, I was definitely shocked. I was upset. I've never been fired from a job.
Wow. California Governor Gavin Newsom just signed a law allowing organized retail theft to become a felony. But it's unclear how effective that law will be because it's still up to the local prosecutors whether to charge or not. A different kind of all points bulletin from police in Long Island as officials warn citizens to be on the lookout for a bull. Yep, a bull. All 1,500 pounds of him somehow got loose, and big as he is, no one seems to know where he's gone.
Two youngsters are loading up a cooler on a hot summer day when this happens. Yup, that's a 1,500-pound runaway bull on the loose. This girl can't believe what she's seeing.
Talking about.
Mom comes out and they all head into the street to see where the fugitive beast is going. The bull, destined to be slaughtered in a ritual for the Muslim holiday of Eid, escaped from a slaughterhouse 3 days ago on Long Island and has been on the run ever since. It's an all-hands-on-deck search with tranquilizer guns at the ready. Cops sent out a code red alert to everyone in the neighborhood. There is a loose wild bull. Stay in your homes. Do not approach. Call 911.
Let's go find your boyfriend.
They actually brought in a cow in heat.
We're just hoping and praying that he smells her and comes running.
The effort to lure the bull with love came to nothing. Searchers even used night vision cameras.
Here's the latest plan: filling up a feeding station with grain, luring the bull into a gated corral. Once the bull enters, they'll slam the gate behind him.
He saw his opportunity to escape and he ran for his life, but we have a sanctuary lined up for him where he will be loved and never eaten if we can grab him.
But for now, the bull is out there somewhere.
Yes, the good news is when they catch that bull, he does have a retrieve. He will go to that sanctuary and live out his days as he should. Summer camp's in full swing in many places with COVID restrictions in place. But for one couple, the resumption of summer camp is a heartbreaking reminder of their little girl's death. Lisa Guerrero has details.
These parents are picketing outside a popular summer camp.
It's the 2-year anniversary of their daughter's death.
We need an ambulance. It's a pool emergency. We are performing CPR. It's a camp, summer kids camp.
And it's a kids camp where there are no parents?
There are no parents.
6-year-old Roxy drowned at summer kids camp in the shallow end of this pool. Roxy's parents say they later learned that the 4 camp counselors who were on lifeguard duty all missed spotting Roxy floating face down in the water. According to police, when she was finally noticed by a different counselor outside the pool area, she was pulled from the shallow end, given CPR, but at that point, it was simply too late. When her parents, Doug Forbes and Elena Mattias, reached her at the hospital, she was declared brain dead. They're now on a mission to sound the alarm about camp drowning dangers.
We never want another parent to live the life that we live. We lead a miserable experience.
They frequently hold up these warning signs. You deserve the truth about summer kids. But one camp parent believes enough is enough and shouted this from the car.
Our daughter is dead!
All these kids also drowned at other summer camps while lifeguards and camp counselors were on duty. How quick can it happen? Watch as this 3-year-old playing on the stairs in the shallow end of a summer camp pool in Orlando suddenly goes under. Police say 2 minutes go by before the head swim instructor notices and pulls him from the water.
This case, you see 2 adult instructors and 2 teenage instructors in the pool while this is happening, yet for a significant amount of time, they're not noticing a very young boy submerged underwater, gasping for breath until he goes limp. And that's just unacceptable.
The child survived, but the swimming instructor was charged with negligence. She's pled not guilty, and that camp denies any wrongdoing.
You need to ensure counselors are properly trained.
You can do all the research you want. You can ask all the questions you want. But at the end of the day, you're leaving your child in somebody else's care.
Roxy's parents are suing the camp for negligence. The camp denies any wrongdoing. They say Roxy's death is the only such incident in its 43-year history. They say their hearts go out to her family, but they also say they will fully defend their actions and say they look forward to a full airing of the facts in court. Now the amusement park ride that everybody gets on and knows will be a real thrill. But this girl got an extra surprise when that bird smacked her right in the face.
If getting on a wild ride at the amusement park isn't enough to scare the daylights out of you, hang on. 13-year-old Kylie Holman and her friend Georgia hopped on the Spring Shot ride in Wildwood, New Jersey. It thrust you into the air at 75 miles an hour, like this. But seconds after being strapped in, that's right, a seagull flies smack into Kylie's face.
Once we shot up, then I saw it, and I didn't know what to do when it hit me.
That video, when you look at it, it looks like it's hitting you hard.
It didn't. It was really light.
My eyes were closed the whole time because I was so scared, and the only time I opened them is when we were, like, facing downwards.
Kylie grabs the bird and flings it off.
I was just nervous it was going to peck me.
George's dad was watching from below and couldn't believe it.
There was another lady, she screamed and said, "Oh my God, they hit a bird!" So we saw the feathers fly out.
By all accounts, the bird was just fine after the collision, and Kylie, who suffered a small scratch, is glad about one thing.
I'm happy that it didn't poop on me.
Oh, we're happy about that too. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, first video, Simone Biles at the Olympics and the pride who dislocated her knee during the first dance. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Why were these nice ladies censored by Facebook?
I got a notice I was violating community standards.
Next, Inside Edition. Why would Facebook do such a thing? All these women did was join a gardening club.
We thought it was ridiculous, which it is.
Then, the nurse who absolutely refuses to get vaccinated.
Are you on the brink of losing your job right now?
Watch the next Inside Edition.
Competition's already begun in some Olympic events, though opening ceremonies aren't until tomorrow. And when Team USA marches into the stadium, they'll be wearing uniforms designed to be both kind to the environment and cool for the athlete. Amber Cogliano gave it a test drive.
Team USA will be dressed to impress during the opening ceremony, styled head to toe in Ralph Lauren.
I feel like an Olympian. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm ready to run the 100 meters.
It features a navy blazer, blue and white striped shirt, and dark blue jeans. Completing the outfit, an all-American red, white, and blue striped belt.
This belt is made from recycled plastic bottles.
Team USA's flag bearers will be sporting an innovative, one-of-a-kind white denim jacket with cooling technology. And that'll come in handy since this may be the hottest Olympics on record.
It is so hot. Right now, there are heat warnings at all 42 venues.
Inside this jacket, okay, this is a cooling system. You cannot even tell it's in this jacket except that you feel this cool air going around your back.
Simone Biles and the rest of the USA Gymnastics team held their first practice today in Tokyo. USA Gymnastics says the entire team is staying at a hotel instead of the Olympic Village, saying it isn't ideal for the Olympic experience, but we feel like we can control the athletes and our safety better in a hotel setting.
And First Lady Jill Biden touched down today in Tokyo. This three-day trip is her first solo adventure abroad as First Lady.
Still to come, the pride who dislocated her knee during the first dance.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Their original wedding plans were canceled because of COVID. Then when they finally did get married, this happened during their first dance.
It was a dream wedding day, long delayed by the COVID pandemic, but it was finally here. Then came the first dance. All goes well, then, oh no, disaster.
I was in this dip and I just said to Paul, I just dislocated my knee.
Julie Benn never expected to be wheeled out of her dream wedding in Philadelphia on a stretcher.
I'm just in excruciating pain. I wasn't crying. I think I was kind of in shock and my knee was just being held in place.
A wedding to remember for sure.
Yikes. The couple did make it back to the reception in time for the last dance, which I'm guessing they watched. When we come back, a dog that maybe needs to learn a few tricks. Finally today, he's fallen and he can't get up.
This adorable pup is training in a doggy obstacle course. He weaves through some basic posts, headed for the finish with a big jump, and oh no, he misses, slumping to the ground and taking a rest. Better luck next time, buddy.
And he just lays there. Can't you identify with that? That is Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We're glad you got a smile. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.